Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, the big question, if a store is robbed and something that belongs to you that they had in their possession at the time for whatever reason gets stolen, is that company responsible for compensating you?
Okay, well, there are a lot of factors that go into the answer to that. That was the big question that was asked when the supposedly secure safety deposit boxes of two FNB branches in Joburg were accessed overnight, a couple of weeks apart, December-Jan, and hundreds of boxes were stolen or their contents stolen.
Yes.
So the answer has everything to do with whether or not a company exercised what the Consumer Protection Act describes as the care, diligence and skill that can be expected of someone managing the property of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the FNB case, it was clear that the bank's security measures fell short in various ways. It emerged over the weeks. And the bank, which initially took no responsibility for any of the losses, then began to assist and to compensate, albeit only to a reasonably small extent. So likewise, Darren, if a mechanic crashes a customer's car while test driving it, and there was evidence, thanks to tracking devices and whatever, that he'd been speeding, or he was a witness texting while driving, or behaving irresponsibly in some other way, the dealership would be liable, no matter what sign they had on their wall, right?
Okay, fair enough.
So that brings me to this week's case. Louise Wilson of Kloof took a diamond ring that she'd had for more than 30 years to a jewellery store in a KZN mall for cleaning and valuation in June of 2015. I must just stop there and say we were intending to name the store. I gave them two full business days to respond and got a call this morning to say they didn't have enough time. So I always like to be fair. So we're not going to name them for now. We're going to come back in next week's show, hope, and
have got a statement.
Yeah, have the other side. So for now, we're not naming the store. Right, so she left this ring there in June 2015.
Yeah.
She was given a slip at the time, which looks like a repair slip, and on it a staff member wrote, "To supply valuation, client would prefer to sell." Okay, so the ring, which was an 18 karat white gold diamond solitaire ring, was valued by that jewellery store for more than 90,000 rand.
I would think 90, so.
Okay. So she kept in touch with the jewellers during the course of the next year, and each time she was told that the ring hadn't been sold. And it was during one of those visits that she got some very bad news. There'd been a robbery, and her ring was among many items of jewellery and watches taken by the gunman. So clearly it was a very dramatic event for the jewellers and beyond their control. You cannot avoid such a thing.
No.
But a few weeks later, no one from the store had called Louise to tell her that the ring was gone, she says. And then it got worse. She hadn't insured her ring. She'd kept it in a safe in her home until she took it to the jewellers.
Yeah.
And then came an email from their insurance brokers. Here's Louise.
I got a letter from their insurers to say that this robbery had taken place and my ring was not on the list of insured items. I kept writing letters to them to say, how can this be? Because, no, I don't have that ring on my insurance. And they said, sorry, that's how it is. We suggest you take it up with...
Yo, that is a tricky situation.
Absolutely. 90,000 rands worth of jewellery.
Yeah.
So the jewellers insured their own jewellery, but not that of their customers.
Huh.
I've seen an email that the brokers wrote to Louise. They said, whilst the jewellers takes great care of goods, wealth in their possession, this unfortunate incident was beyond their control.
This seems like one of those imaginary scenarios. What if, what if, what if? So what is the legal position on this?
Well, it's very important to know because, as you know, a huge number of jewellery stores have been hit all over the country, many in KZN.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
So you're not going to tell me now?
Not right now.
But now.
No, no.
Wendy Nola, this Consumer Moore. Watch case is unique. I've never...
Well, it's not. That's the problem.
Well,
I'm quite sure it isn't unique.
I'm the same. I'm just like Louise Wilson. I would have found myself in the same scenario. She took her 18 karat gold diamond ring, 90,000 rands worth, to a jewellery store for a valuation. Both she and the store agree...
That's how we know it's 90,000.
Yeah. So both she and the store agrees that they will keep it and they will try to sell it for her.
Yeah.
But then a year later, a very South African thing happened. Oh, look, an armed robbery. Everything was stolen. But the jewellery store only insured their own jewellery and not her jewellery. So she couldn't get it, and she didn't have insurance on this, so bye-bye 90,000 rand.
That's exactly
what a hectic story.
That's exactly it. Here we have a clip from Louise.
I've never had any problem before, so I trusted that they would actually take care of things. I'm still to this day quite amazed that I'm inconsidered, and it's not just a small thing. I did take it to my lawyers, and we sent letters, and they used this slip of paper as not responsible for things left here.
Okay, so I asked the jewelers to respond, sent an email on Monday night, I think it was, so they had Tuesday, Wednesday, two business days to respond, and as I said earlier, I hadn't received a response. I was told it would come today, and then I said, well, I'm going on air, and anyway, I spoke to the owner shortly before I came on air, and I said, okay, compromise, we won't mention the name of the store. You come back to me in the next few days with a legal response, and we'll discuss it next week, because I do think, especially in the run-up to Christmas, this is a really big issue.
It's huge, yeah.
Okay, unfortunately, given the crime levels in our country and in our province. Right. So anyway, talking about that slip of paper that Louise mentioned in that clip. She was given the slip when she handed in the ring in 2015 for valuation, and then it was agreed between them that they would keep it on consignment to sell on her behalf. But it's a form that's clearly designed for repairs, and it states, we are not responsible for repairs left over 3 months. Now, that's not the same thing as saying, please note,
we
have no
robbery
insurance. Yeah, this is at your own risk. Please make sure that your item is insured and that sort of thing. It doesn't cover this scenario. Mm. And Louise is adamant that she wasn't given any such warning when she handed the ring over. And there certainly doesn't appear to be any written warning of it. So I asked Trudy Brookman, who's an attorney who specializes in the Consumer Protection Act. I asked her to spell out the legal position. And I did give her this scenario. Mm. She said the CPA Section 65 imposes a heavy duty of care on the shop, as we said earlier, to exercise the care, diligence and skill that can be expected of someone managing the property of somebody else. Mm. Trudy said, this duty, in my view, includes obtaining and maintaining insurance on the ring, storing it in a secure safe overnight, and securing it against theft and robbery. The prevalence of robberies in the jewelry retail sector makes this risk foreseeable.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've heard about the circumstances of this robbery, and no one's going to say that they could have foreseen it.
Yeah.
You know, a gang of armed men, take me to your safe. What are you going to say? No.
Yeah.
So they couldn't do anything about that. But it's the issue of lack of insurance on the ring and the lack of discussion around that with the customer. The fact that, as I said, that Louise was allegedly not warned about the risk arising from her leaving the ring there and is the big issue, according to the attorney. Louise told me that she'd informed the jewelers that she'd settle for half the value of the ring, which one could argue is pretty fair, so half loss on each side. But unfortunately, this is a to-be-continued show. We'll come back next week, hopefully, with the other side. And also, if anyone out there is listening and you've been through a similar scenario with jewelry or cars or anything else, let's hear from you. We can maybe add that to the show next week. But the learning, Darren and listeners, is clear. When you hand over your possessions, be it your car, your watch for a repair or evaluation or whatever,
anything of
your
value,
microwave even, for modification, repair, evaluation, whatever the reason is, ask specific questions about how it will be safeguarded, what's going to happen with your keys, that sort of thing, and what will happen if there's a robbery or a fire or whatever, what their position is. And then both sides are very well aware of the risks. And if your item isn't insured, then you get to either not hand it over or insure it.
And then if I want to get a hold of you, Wendy Nola?
ConsumerWatch at ecr.co.za.
And that's on our website as well.
It is.
And before you go, I just want to say from all of us on the East Coast, in actual fact, all of us in South Africa, congratulations, Wendy Nola, on yet another Vodacom Journalist of the Year award.
This is like
your fifth one, right?
I don't know. I haven't entered for a while. I've been doing it for a while.
I don't count them, darling.
Congratulations. We're going for half a dozen, eh?
Thanks, Darren.